epistle for tonight, the words of the Apostle Paul. Remember, he was the one that was persecuting the church. He wanted to eliminate the church. And on the way to one of these excursions to destroy the church in Damascus, he fell to the ground and the Lord appeared to him. And the rest is history. Saul becomes Paul, the apostle. This is what he talked about himself. Surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages had been hidden. My dear brother and sister, when we go to Bethlehem and we see this thing that has come to pass that the Lord has told us about, namely the incarnation of His Son Jesus, we cannot remain impassive or just indifferent to it. It makes a difference. It makes us want to go and tell everyone about this. And in the same way, the people that hear us telling about that gift don't stay indifferent. It makes a marked difference in their lives too. Because when God comes to us, He signals a very strong signal of love. He tells us, I love you. I love you so much that I don't want you to live on earth without me. And so He comes down in His Son. God doesn't even want to live in heaven without us. So His Son brings us all back home to heaven where we belong and where by God's divine design our final destination is. So Paul speaks of his function as an administrator, as a dispenser of the gospel. The two words are incredibly interesting. The word administration in Greek is oikonomos, and in English we have a better word for that, economy. The distribution of the goods, the economy of the nation, the economy of the church, the economy of the gospel. It is dished out. What is the administration, the economy? Oiko is house in Greek. Nomos is the law, the rule of the house. How is the rule of the house in God's house? I love you. I forgive you. You are mine. It's the voice from above. And from beneath, Lord, have mercy and thank you. Those are the two only prayers that we really ought to be interested in praying. Lord, have mercy and thank you. Because there are no other words that truly express what we ought to express. Our whole life, our whole being depends on God's will towards us. Paul was totally against the church, but when God opened up his eyes, he could not believe that God's plan of salvation was addressed to all the people of the earth. And so he is excited about this. It is true. Christ came for all. And now he throws himself into it. He calls himself the administrator of the gospel. This Sunday we celebrate, well, next Monday is the Epiphany of our Lord. 6th of January, traditionally, when we observe the visit of the three wise men from the east who came and offered Jesus gifts and worshiped him. They had heard of the Jewish king that was to be born. I don't know who told you that, who told them that, but perhaps some of the neighbors of Daniel. Remember Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They were in Babylon in the east, and maybe their teaching was carried from generation to generation until it hit these wise men, truly professors, students of the universe. That's how best we can describe these intelligent men that came from the east looking for the newborn king of the Jews. Not even Herod, who was the governor of Judea, about that. he had to summon some of the leaders of the established Judaism of the synagogues. What are these guys talking about? And they said, oh yeah, it was in Amos, it was written that you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are the smallest of the clans of Judah, yet from you will come one that will rule over the house of David. Paul is so excited about this plan. God is showing himself around the world, not only to the Israelites, but to the whole world. And the wise men are proof of it. Christ came also for them. Epiphany is a Greek word that means composed of two. The prefix epi, meaning around, and phino, we have the word photography or photo from that, or phantom, apparition, image. God is showing himself around. God is appearing around. Epiphino, epiphany, literally showing himself around. Paul is the economist, the administrator of God's word. The economy of God's household. How do things work in the church? We, unholy sinners, are loved and forgiven and made holy, declared holy by God. We, who were lost and condemned and blind and dead upon arrival, are made alive again through the will of God, the gospel, and the sacrament of holy baptism. Ministers, administrators, are smaller than the people whom they serve. The smallest man in this congregation is Martinus Sander, your pastor. Why? His designation starts with the word mini. Mini is small in Latin. Miniature. Mini means small. Minister, one that specializes in being small. And an administrator, ad means towards. AD before a word implies in movement. Administration means transportation from here to your hearts. To administer is to intelligently distribute in the house of God that each child will have enough to stay warm and dry, enough food to stay healthy, enough gospel to enliven your heart, and enough law to keep you alive, to keep me alive. The oikonomos, the economy of God's household. So the Apostle Paul says that he received a special commendation by God, a special task to go and preach the gospel to the Gentiles, to the non-Jews. That's why he didn't stay there. He went up into Turkey, and then he went into Italy and was planning to go to Spain when he was nabbed by Decius Caesar and then, well, destroyed his body. But Paul specialized in being an administrator to all the Gentiles around the world. And he speaks of his own, but he also tells that you and I are administrators of God. He talks about the universal priesthood of all believers. Each believer is a priest of God. So priests are born at baptism. When you are baptized, you become a priest. One that will pray to God for the people of the earth. That's what priests do. They are the go-betweens between the people and God. We say that the pastor has two functions, one as a priest and one as a prophet. As a priest, you see his back. He is talking to God on your behalf. And as a prophet, he is talking on God's behalf to you. The double function of the pastorate. Pastors are made. You go to the seminary and you study 5 years after college, and then they give a diploma if you were good enough, and then they say, Church, here is a candidate for the ministry. When we need a minister, we call one in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and say, you were elected our pastor, preach away. So pastors are made through a lot of study and work, but priests are born. You are a born priest of God in the world. We both have the same function. It is as God's economists. And as such, we intelligently distribute the gospel to the world. Paul calls himself in another part for us as dispensers of the mysteries of God. A dispenser gives just the right amount needed. A soap dispenser just gives a little dab, doesn't bring out a whole cupful of soap. It is an intelligent distribution of God's word that is what the world needs. So we go in China, speak Chinese there. And we go to Tibet, and we speak Tibetan there. And we go to Congo, and we speak Congolese or French, wherever we go. This Sunday, we are going to have a guest organist giving him a break. He is our missionary to Congo. He will go and teach them the hymns and the liturgies of our seminary, Mr. Philip Magnus. Why? Because you and I are sponsoring him. Our endowment fund made some money available to him. And later this year, you'll have an opportunity to contribute as well. So we go and intelligently distribute the word. Christ died for all. So we have God's goods to distribute to all the terrestrials. You and I are given the privilege to proclaim the word of salvation to so many in this darkened world of ours. When we distribute the gospel, it will never be in vain, because it comes with God's seal of guarantee. My word will not return to me empty, but will accomplish that for which I sent it. That's good news. God bless us as we step bravely, courageously into 2020. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us now stand and confess our Christian faith.